New.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You know, I hate starting a show when I'm all tense. I can't stand it. And this morning, my kids just drove me crazy. They wouldn't shut up. They wouldn't shut up. They kept fighting and fighting and fighting. And I begged them to just shut the hell up, and they wouldn't do it. Today was a busy day. One of my patients had an ingrown toenail. And, you know, that's one of my most favorite things to do. Can I say most favorite? Favoritist? My favoritist. They have most favorite. I was right. I was grammatically correct. Most favorite thing to do. And, you know, so I decided to, before the show today, go and, you know, do a, you know, partial nail excision with matrixectomy. I know, doesn't that sound like really good? I don't get to do the appendectomies anymore or the hysterectomy, so I get to take off a nice, big, chunky, juicy piece of toenail. I'm going to, you know, make a big deal out of it. All right, but I was kind of in a rush. And when I'm in a rush, I need the kids to have their acts together. All right? I mean, I had to have my act together to give birth to them. I had to have my act together to breastfeed. The least they could do is have their act together for me. And then I'm hosting the pre-med students, pre-health professional students tonight at my house. College party, basically, yeah. Except, you know, these guys, I think for any, I don't know if there's any minors coming, so I figured I had to stock the bar. And trying to walk into my kids, would walk into like a Lee's Discount Liquor with the kids, almost impossible. Mom, why do we have to go to an alcohol store? Are you drinking alcohol? No, I just wanted to get that watermelon mix. By the way, for any of you guys living in the Las Vegas area, I like making mocktails with the watermelon mix. I have been to 4 stores in the Las Vegas area, and I cannot find non-alcoholic watermelon flavor. This is really ticking me off. I don't understand why they aren't selling it. What, was there outbreak, a salmonella outbreak? I mean, I know cucumbers. We're having a problem with our cucumbers where there's this big salmonella outbreak with cucumbers. But all I want is some non-alcoholic watermelon mix. I make these mocktails. I like taking limeade and lemonade, mixing it with some Diet Sprite, throwing a splash of sour apple and watermelon. It tastes like alcohol. So if I have any underage, right, I'm not serving them alcohol. It's just something I do. But anyway, just to make a long story short, the kids got on my nerves. I am really tense. I am really ticked off. And if any of you guys can, you know, teach me how to teach my kids to have them shut the hell up just once in a while and you know, give their mama just a break, you know, throw their mama a bone, I would love it. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, True, some of you are thinking, how do you expect your kids to shut the heck up when you never do? I'm the mama. I don't have to. I could talk as much as I want. I could talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. All right? It's the fighting I have a problem with. I don't fight in front of the kids. I rarely fight with my husband. I know you all think I chew him and, you know, rip him a new one, but honestly, I really, really don't. I'm usually the one in the marriage that does the stuff wrong. He's not. I'm the one that dings the car. I'm the one that forgets to flush the toilet after I had some fiber. I'm the one that usually, you know, is the bad one. My husband's pretty angelic. So, no, not really much fighting on that end. But, you know, maybe I'm upset because I'm losing control. You know, all this week, didn't you guys just feel like we were just losing control? Right. Didn't somebody, you know, hack the White House Twitter and AP Twitter saying Obama got hurt and then the stock market just falls out of control? I think I have a little something in the stock market from when I was a resident. I really don't have stocks because I don't have money to invest. But you just kind of see that going, we have no control over nothing. I guess in California, a bill just got passed allowing non-citizens to serve on the jury. So in California, you could be judged by somebody. I don't know what cases they're allowed to serve on. But non-citizens, who we talked about this yesterday, I guess when you're a juror, you're supposed to swear to uphold the Constitution. I don't know how you have a non-citizen do that. Americans don't want to serve on their own juries. So, of course, our states are going to find other people to do it, right? Then you got a teacher peeing in front of the classroom, filling up the cups, making the kids throw that out. Do we have any control? Is the world just falling apart, really? That's where we're at. Non-citizens on the juries. Non-citizens actually could be judges. Teachers peeing in cups. I'm interweaving these all. Then you got an Oregon officer. We're going to talk about this one. He was fired because of a DUI. Okay? On his own time, he DUI'd. But now he's suing the police station, and he's suing his police chief because he said his rights were violated under the Americans with Disabilities Act. He said his alcoholism is a disability. As far as I'm looking at this whole week, if I could sum up this whole week, is we don't have any control of nothing. Oh, what about the bomber? Oh, we got the suspect, Zarkov, Tsarnev, right? Darkov, I don't know. All right, whatever. The bomber, the 19-year-old kid. I don't even like calling him a kid. I want to call him a few choice words. He was given his Miranda rights, you know, this week. Yep, given his Miranda rights because he became a citizen on September 11th last year. And now he's climbing up. He's quiet. Feds can't get nothing from him now. We have no control. All right, now, I'm not saying I want to be fascist by any means. I just feel like I can't control my kids. I can't control anything that's legislatively done. I could write letters up the yin-yang. Nobody cares. You know, just no control. You know, we're just supposed to sit and take it. I don't feel like taking it anymore. Okay, do I feel better? Did I get it all out? No, I'm not done yet. I still got more to complain about. But, of course, I got to give the phone lines. The boss is here. All right, everybody say hi to my boss. Hi, Dr. Dolly's boss. Hi. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I live in Las Vegas. I love it. I've been here off and on since the 80s. My folks moved around a lot. Dad liked to gamble. By the way, you know, my dad would, I mean, if me and my brother, me and my sister, you know, would fight, oh, man. Oh, you didn't want to mess with him. He'd whoop your butt. You wouldn't even see it coming. We can't discipline our kids like we got disciplined. Thank Lord. But he knew how to handle it. He's not alive, so I can't call him up. But I know what he would say, you know. If I said I can't control my kids from fighting, they'd say, get the belt. I'm like, oh, no, can't do that. I know. I need some advice. Where was I going with this? I was supposed to wrap it all up before the commercial in front of the boss. I was going to transition it all and interweave it all. Yeah, speaking of interweaving, we need to talk about motorcycles. Weaving in between traffic. I think they're going to be allowed to do that where I live. Don't go away. There, I did it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I'm good. Gosh, I'm good.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Makes and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie Guy, and I'm giving you a personal invitation to join me Tuesday, April 30th. This is 7 p.m. It's a free lecture at the Holiday Inn, Hurstbourne Parkway, Louisville, Kentucky. Now, this lecture is going to cover the top 8 diseases that afflict Americans. I'm going to show you how Alzheimer's disease is preventable by 80%. I'm going to show you how Alzheimer's disease is a physician-caused disease and how you can prevent it and how to reverse dementias. Let me tell you, this is going to be great. I'm going to show you how to reverse arthritis, how to reverse heart disease. I'm going to show you how to reverse high blood pressure. I'm going to show you how to support and promote maintenance and repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, discs between your vertebrae. You don't need doctors for the most part except for emergency. Emergency, you got to go to the doctor. Otherwise, come see me. Free. This is Tuesday night, April 30th, 7 p.m., Holiday Inn, Hurstbourne Parkway, Louisville, Kentucky. Tell them Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, sent you.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Boy, those are some good instrumentals. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Aaron who's working the dials. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, we got Aaron today. Ah, poor guy. Yeah, I think he got in trouble. Yeah, he got in trouble and they made him work Dahlia Show. And then big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. All right, boss has left the building so we can relax. We can relax. Okay, here we go. I don't know if the boss, when he leaves, actually turns the radio on and listens. You think he's doing that? Love the boss. Boss is great. Very handsome. Very, very handsome. All right, I want to talk about I don't know if where you guys live, you have certain rules about, motorcyclists. For us, in Nevada, I don't think motorcycles are allowed to weave in and out of traffic, but I guess what's happening in my state is Nevada lawmakers are considering a measure that will allow motorcyclists to bypass the traffic jams and drive in between the lanes as long as they're careful. Now, when I first heard this, mind you, all right, a lot of my listeners are motorcycle riders, bikers. Lot of cool patients of mine. They got their bike. It's something I always aspire to have one day. I've never ridden a motorcycle. I want to. I was watching Duck Dynasty the other day, seeing, Willie on Duck Dynasty get his motorcycle, but then not know how to ride it. Started to kind of give me the little flame and the little, desire to go and get myself a motorcycle and look all cool. Like the Duck Dynasty guys. I got the facial hair. I just don't have the bike. But I get nervous because I'm the type of girl that, I drive, I follow most of the rules, but I have a lot of difficulty staying within the lines. I just do. Sometimes, I have an itch. The bra strap needs to be adjusted. The other day there was a spider in my car. I don't know how the hell that happened because I've been keeping my windows opened up or closed. I'm sorry, closed so the pollen doesn't get in. Because I listen to the Dr. Dahlia show and, the doctor on the air keeps telling you to keep the windows up on your car so pollen doesn't get into your car. So the window was up and there was a spider that was crawling on my arm with this big white sack on its abdomen. So what does that mean? It's probably a mama ready to lay babies in my car. Now, I know y'all think that I have animals and insects in my hair. I really don't. My hair's clean. It's just, the hairspray doesn't know how to keep it straight. The hairspray makes it stick out. I don't really know where that spider came from. So I'm driving down the road, and here's a spider. And it's crawling on me, and I am screaming at the top of my lungs. And God forbid one of you motorcyclists was weaving in and out of the cars, to be able to, bypass traffic, I could have killed you. Mind you, I was worried about myself at the time because, I have this spider crawling around with her baby sack. Wouldn't that be nice if I could carry all the babies outside the uterus? I got to tell you, those spiders are smart, right? You don't have to have a period. You don't have to have a C-section. You don't have to go through a vaginal delivery. You just have all the babies on some sack that's attached to you, and then you just drop it. I got to tell you, nature's smart. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. But Assemblyman Skip Daly of Sparks, Nevada, presented Bill 236 to the Assembly, right? Members of the State Transportation Committee as a safety bill. They say this is actually safer for motorcyclists to be able to drive in between the cars. For those of you from California, I think it's legal. You could be there and then all of a sudden somebody comes up and I'm always watching for them because, not that I'm going to open the door, and spit or litter. I don't litter, but I just always think I'm going to, need to open the door in traffic. And it's my biggest fear that I'm going to open the door and I'm going to hit one of you guys. I'm really scared to death. But apparently they say if a motorcycle has to sit there in traffic, and when you're back-to-back, they're more prone to being rear-ended and then whiplash injuries. Right? And because they have to sit there and idle, it's obviously hotter because they're not in an air-conditioned space. I don't know. The Democrats made it sound like this was safer to do. So, I don't think the Republicans like it too much. All right. Yeah. Republican Paul Anderson says the practice doesn't really make sense for the highway infrastructure. It could be a dangerous situation. So for those of you guys that do have bikes and you think you want to be able to do this, I believe it's in my particular state assembly now. But for those of you that think it's kind of dangerous, I think I'm kind of with you. I'm really sorry because I know my bikers are really, really cool and you guys are very, very sexy. I just am so afraid because I drive out of the lines. I mean, thank God where I live, there's those big circular things along the lane, so instead of you're driving, it's like boom, 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 boom. You start feeling it. You feel the boom. It's really, really loud. When my mom, is sitting in the passenger side and she's driving me crazy because she's talking and talking and talking, I'll purposely put her wheels where she's sitting, right, the passenger side, along the bumps. Shuts her up all the time. It's great. It just works. So luckily we have those bumps, so that tells me if I'm kind of going into the lane. But all I know is, if you guys are able to swerve in and out, I understand you got to get to where you need to go. But I'm a little nervous about that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this is interesting. Speaking of the road, they believe they have now come up with a breathalyzer test for marijuana, cocaine, and other illegal drugs. Swedish scientists came up with a breath sampler, and they were able to identify 12 substances in the breath of at least 40 patients who had taken drugs in the previous 24 hours and were recovering at a drug addiction emergency clinic. Now, the study, this is the first one to detect Xanax, Alprazolam, this is a big word, benzoylecanine, it's a cocaine byproduct, and I believe marijuana in exhaled breath, methadone, amphetamine, methamphetamine, cocaine, morphine, 6-acetylmorphine, and tetrahydrocannabinol, the THC, the active ingredient in marijuana. Also could pick up Valium, oxazepam, other types of sedatives. Now, why is this important? Well, the reason why this is important is because as more states are allowing marijuana, legalizing marijuana, I should say, the big question that a lot of us have is, okay, fine, great, you know, the cops, you know, now have time to deal with, you know, the more serious crimes. And, you know, some of us are happy with that, but some of us are kind of concerned about reaction time. And some of us are also concerned, like, let's say you did have a Valium or you did have marijuana or something. That could be in your system for days. You get into an accident. You claim it's the other person's fault, and it was, let's say, all right? But they do a blood test on you, or a hair test, or a urine test, or a saliva test, find drugs in your system, they could then blame you. Well, you were under the influence. And you're like, well, no, I'm not under the influence. That's something I smoked, you know, 3 weeks ago. So we do need to come up with some sort of a breathalyzing system that would detect any of these compounds, because we are expanding our role and our rules as what qualifies for a DUI. Now, I don't know if any of you are police officers out there or people who you think, who else would really this, I mean, people who smoke pot, I guess they may not like this. All right, well, whoever wants to weigh in on this, go right ahead. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Most people who smoke pot, they really don't listen to the show, right? I think they're probably sitting there watching Gilligan's Island's reruns, right? You know, or Charles in Charge. Dude, I don't know if they'd be listening to Dr. Dolly's show. We're very speedy. You know, a lot of quick topics. But I got to tell you, if they are able to come up with a breathalyzer test for these things, to me, it's brilliant. Apparently, exhaled breath contains microparticles that carry certain substances picked up from the fluid lining the airway. Now, this is according to a news release on this Swedish study. So the researchers used a Swedish-made device called Sense Abuse. Boy, the Swedish really know how to make devices, don't they? Austin Powers can attest to that. And it consists of a mouthpiece and a microparticle filter goes into the mouth, people. When a person breathes into the mouthpiece, saliva and large particles are separated from the microparticles that need to be measured. The microparticles are deposited on a filter, which then could be sealed and stored until analysis is conducted using lab tests known as liquid chromatography and mass spectrometry. I did some liquid chromatography and mass spectrometry in my EPA days when I used to work for the EPA. Yeah, you know, that was always fun. Make me sound all scientific. I don't remember what the hell it was. Just, you know, it basically analyzes the liquids, analyzes the mass spectrometrically. That's how it works, people. All right, so good. Later, breathalyzer for pot. So for those of us concerned about states that legalize pot and worried about people's reflex time, knowing that there is going to be an easier way to screen for current intoxication, not a bad idea. But remember what the moral of the story is. Whether you're taking a Xanax, whether you're taking morphine, a sedative, that could still put you at risk for a DUI, people. So make sure you don't drive while you take this stuff. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord,
Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we have a Dr. Dahlia app on iPhone, Android. They're free. You can also listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show online anywhere. We air Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific time. Every day, Monday through Friday, 3 hours a day, plus then the Saturday show, 10 a.m. Pacific time. For those of you that don't have XM, it's not that bad. Just go to the website. You can listen to it. Most of you guys are running around with your computers and your... Oh, speaking of computers, you know they want to change the keyboard now. You know, they call it the QWERTY keyboard, the one that we've been using since the late 1800s. Taken on later by a newspaper company, and the gentleman that discovered it had to do a few drafts because people didn't like where the consonants were, etc. But this keyboard that we've been using has been around for over a century. And now what they want to do is change the keyboard because many of us with our iPads and our smartphones use our thumbs. And so they've scientists in Europe have redesigned a keyboard for your iPad. Consonants near the right thumb, other letters near, or vowels near the right thumb, consonants not used as much with the left. If you're left-handed as opposed to right, you could flip the keyboard. And there, it's a completely different keyboard from what we know. And I'm just too old. Can't teach an old dog new tricks. I'm just too old to learn how to type. I could type close to 100 words a minute with the current keyboard. I'm good with that. I don't have a lot of skills, but I could type. Don't mess with that, but just be prepared, because now everyone's on iPads and smartphones, so I'm going to change the keyboard. Anyway, Robert doesn't want to come on air. He had called in over the break saying he does smoke marijuana regularly, but he does also listen to my show. Okay, I wasn't stereotyping. I just figured most people that smoke pot don't listen to the show. His question was, how long does marijuana stay in your system if he needs to pass a drug test? All right. Most of you already know the answers to this. We kind of reviewed what drugs stay in the system longer than others. So let's say you smoked marijuana just once, okay, and you are trying to get a job like Robert wants to do, and he's got a drug test coming up. You really need to be online. I want to talk to you a little more. I want to know what job you're applying for. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you only smoked pot once, it could be in your urine up to a week. A week, okay? Just once. It could be in your blood about a day. A day, if it was just a one-time use. I don't know if that would be enough to be in your hair. All right? But now, if you smoked pot more often, like regular use, okay, in your bloodstream, it could be there for at least a week. All right? In your urine, gosh, months. If you're a regular pot smoker, it could be in your urine for months. Now, how they need to test this, I mean, the problem with testing this is if you have somebody that smokes marijuana regularly, all right, then, yeah, I mean, you test them 3 months from now, they're smoking marijuana, it's still in their system. I mean, how they have to test this, and they have, you know, is where, okay, you know, we tell you to stop, and then 3 months later, we test your urine. But in the urine, marijuana could be there for months. Let's say you're taking diet pills or speed in the urine a few days. Okay, so it's going to be quicker than marijuana because of the half-life. In the blood, it'll still be there about a day after. All right, but now we start getting into the hair. Okay, hair, if you have chronic marijuana or if you have amphetamines, it'll stick in the hair. And when it's in your hair for months. Cocaine will be out of your urine and out of the blood in a couple days, usually. Couple days, your blood test and urine test will be fine, but not in the hair. Cocaine could be there for months. PCP, heroin, could be there for months. All right, even though in the blood it's only a couple days. So, you know, for those of you, you know, considering getting a job and, you know, having a drug test, etc., you know, my suggestion would be don't do the drugs. Okay, I don't know about you all, but I'm noticing we're still in a recession, and I think it would be the most ridiculous thing to do to yourself to not get a job because you just, you know, didn't know how to put it down. All right, and don't get the job and then, you know, smoke up. Can't tell you how many times I used to work for Human Resources, a rental car company. And, you know, it's like, you know, we would screen people. They had to do drug testing. Okay, and probably 90% of the applicants smoke pot. And then you'd have somebody who was clean. Urine was dilute, right? So you thought they went to one of these places where you could dilute your you know, some of you asked me if those actually work, those preps that help dilute the urine. No, I would say it doesn't work because they've already designed tests that outsmart that, and many times they're just going to the hair now. So if you do drink something, there was a tattoo place that used to sell certain drinks and certain medicines you could take so you pass your drug test. The drug tests now are too sophisticated for those types of things. And most companies, if they're really concerned, they'll just cut the hair. Now, and remember, you know, these companies have liability too. Okay? I mean, they aren't going to want to mess around. You know, anytime I want to drug test a staff, it's great. All I have to do is announce that, guys, we're going to probably be drug testing this month. And, you know, 2-3 people would just not show up to work the next day. You know, now we've come up with such a good, solid crew, right? I'm pretty happy with them. But I'm running a medical practice. And I cannot take the chance that somebody could be impeded mentally when they're dealing with my patients. Oh, hell no. Not going to happen. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, speaking of intoxication, we have a police officer in Oregon who was in an unmarked police car while off duty and was, I guess, pulled over for drunk driving. All right. He was fired for this incident, and now he's turning around and suing. Jason Servo claims he was suffering from alcoholism, and alcoholism should be a recognized disability under the Americans with Disabilities Act. So he has filed a $6 million lawsuit against the city of Gresham, the police officer, as well as others, for violating his rights. He also says that he was denied due process and the police union failed to represent him adequately. So I'm sure some of you are thinking, well, Dahlia, I don't even need to worry about getting checked or showing a positive because I could always sue under the Americans with Disability Act. I am really surprised that something like this is even going to be entertained in our court system. All right. City spokeswoman Laura Shepherd said officials would not discuss the case because their policy is to not talk about pending litigation. This should be thrown out. This is ridiculous. Apparently, Servo, 43 years old, was arrested January 2011 after he crashed into a ditch while off duty. The lawsuit said Servo, who is a detective and the department's lead firearms instructor, had taken the police vehicle to a firearms training session in the nearby city of Troutdale. He later joined other officers for dinner and drinks. He was alone with the vehicle when it went into a ditch. He was not hurt. He failed to take a breath or field sobriety tests. Sheriff's deputy, I guess they arrested him. And they said that he was one of the most intoxicated people he had arrested in almost 15 years. So I guess he pleaded guilty to drunk driving, entered a diversion program, now is able to turn around and sue. That is rights were violated against the American with Disabilities Act. Now, mind you, being alcoholic, having an addiction to a drug, yes, it's extremely disabling. But does the ADA protect you from what is the company supposed to do? I don't get that. How is the company, the police station, the police officer, how are other police officers supposed to protect themselves liability-wise if they have their head of firearms training, right, dealing with alcoholism? Something goes wrong, they're in trouble. So you're basically damned if you do, damned if you don't. That's our judicial system for you guys. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Disaster can strike at any time. You always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy mix and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Looks like agents have arrested a man in Mississippi linked to the Rison case. Remember they had arrested somebody who was an Elvis impersonator? And he said, I thought they were talking about rice. I was kind of confused by that whole story. Well, anyway, federal agents, I guess, have arrested a martial arts instructor early today as part of an investigation into the rice and lace letters that were sent to President Obama and two other officials. His name is J. Everett Dutchke. He was taken into custody at his home in Tupelo shortly before 1 a.m. Criminal charges have been dropped against Paul Kevin Curtis, who said he had been framed. Really? Letters postmarked from Memphis. I think they were sent a week before the bombing. They went to a mail holding area. That's when our fabulous post office found them. So they never got to Obama. He was never in danger, nor were any of the other senators, including Wicker, who had received, I believe, also Sadie Holland, a judge in Lee County. Ricin is some pretty nasty poison made from castor beans. We talked about that. Apparently, Mr. Curtis, the original person, had been arrested, charged, and then later freed after the FBI found there was really no evidence that he was behind the plot. So they think they got the real guy. Nice job. Good going. Keep it up. Now, they are still looking for this Misha guy. Now, the Misha, you guys know about him. Misha is supposed to be the third person involved with the Boston bombing attack. They think a mystery man who's supposed to be bald and red-bearded, going by the name of Misha, is a recent Muslim convert, and he was the one who supposedly converted to Marilyn Tsarnaev, the older brother. And then the older brother recruited the younger brother. So the FBI has stated today that they now know the identity of the American known as Misha. Okay? What they're going to do, I don't know. All right? That's all we know. All right? Now, as far as I'm concerned, I hope they just don't stop with Misha. I'm surprised Misha's a man. Misha kind of sounds like a girly name to me. But as far as I'm concerned, this bombing, what happened last week, the horrific attack, there's no way it could just have been carried out by two brothers. No way. Right. And even though there had been discussion that they had wanted to then attack New York City next with the seven bombs that they had remaining and created, and they were going to go to another city. Now, I think this was a hell of a lot bigger than this. But they won't tell us. The media won't tell us. But, you know, I'm happy that at least, you know, they are moving forward. They're not going to be able to move much forward after this because Dakar Tsarnaev has been read his Miranda rights, so he's not saying nothing. I believe there's attorneys that are standing in line to defend him. American attorneys standing in line to defend him. Yep. So salivating at the thought. I know. That's why I'm not in law. I'm in medicine. Couldn't do it. Speaking of medicine, there was a woman who decided to use the ambulance service for free transportation. And she had called the ambulance over 100 times in the last 7 years, faking 100 different illnesses just so she could get a free ride to downtown Charleston in South Carolina. EMS Director Doug Warren told the media that nearly every time Ferguson was picked up, she requested to be taken to the hospital. She had medical complaints that were legitimate. So, you know, if she's claiming she has chest pain, etc., they have to take her to the hospital. But then she wouldn't go to the hospital. She would just, you know, flee. And so, you know, that's where our taxpaying dollars are going to. Isn't that nice? Doesn't that make you feel good? Free rides, free ambulance rides. Where there's a will, there's a way. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, as Obamacare now offers free birth control, or I don't want to say free birth control, but birth control without a copay if you have insurance. For those of you that don't have insurance, and a report came out saying 50% of U.S. adults have no insurance and can't afford their health care costs, which has risen ever since Obamacare passed. Some of you are jumping on this NuvaRing. Now, the NuvaRing is a birth control. It's hard to jump on it. You actually have to apply it directly. But this NuvaRing has been a birth control that I spoke a lot about because it was it's kind of fun. You know, you don't have to take a pill every day. It's easy. You just kind of put it in and you don't have to think about it for a few weeks. Well, apparently, the company that makes NuvaRing, Merck, is under a lot of, shall we say, criticism because the vaginal ring has been linked to blood clots. Apparently, 1,000 women have now filed lawsuits claiming the NuvaRing causes blood clots. My problem with the NuvaRing is I would be in the middle of Walmart. It would fall out, and then I'd have to, you know, try to find a sink to wash it off so I could put it back in. Now, the plaintiffs have taken their cases to a federal district court in Missouri. It's not Missouri, it's Missouri, and are claiming that the company did not adequately taste or label the device. Test. You don't want to taste these things. Test or label the device before it hit the market in 2002. Basically, the ring delivers hormones. Okay? It delivers the contraceptive. All right? The progesterone and the estrogen. It delivers, I think, 0.12 milligrams of the progesterone, 0.015 milligrams per day of the estradiol. And women like it. It doesn't seem to cause as much weight gain. I gained a lot of weight with it. I did. I was trying to, you know, blame metabolism, you know, blame everything else in the book, but the NuvaRing caused me to gain weight. So I changed it out for an IUD. I promise I'll post pictures soon of that procedure. But anyway, because of the way that the hormone is supposed to be dosed, expert witnesses say that the hormone spikes and that women experience using the device could then possibly have surges of estrogen in their system, and that could then cause blood clots. Now, most birth control will say on their warnings, you know, this could put you at risk for clots, especially the estrogen-containing birth control. If you're pregnant when you take it, some people don't realize they're pregnant, they take it. If you smoke, if you have a family history of blood clots, or if you are more prone to blood clots, this could be dangerous. Now, I think we really underestimate the danger of birth control because birth control has been around for so long. And, you know, most people are fine. I mean, everybody in my family has at one point or another taken birth control. But as a doctor, I'll tell you, no, it's not always fine. Okay, I see people with blood clots all the time. Now, not particularly from the NuvaRing. I've never seen it from the with the NuvaRing. But I would probably say the biggest group of people I've seen blood clots in are people who have a genetic predisposition toward blood clots. And they didn't know they had it until they got off an airplane and their legs started to hurt. Or they started postmenopausal therapy and took estrogen, etc. There's a coagulation panel I used to order through Quest Labs. I believe it was a panel 375. And, anybody I was suspicious of that could be more prone to clots, I would run it. Part of me wants it run on everybody. And anybody about to go on a very long trip, or anybody about to have a surgery with an extended recovery, or anybody who is going on birth control. But I don't think Obamacare would like that. They'd be like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, that costs too much money. That's ridiculous. You're ordering too many tests. Well, I'd like to know. If I had a 14-year-old daughter that wanted to be on birth control, wouldn't you want to make sure she couldn't get a blood clot from it? I don't know. So, I've never had an issue with NuvaRing, but that is another headline from this week. Oh, darn, we're coming up on the end. Oh, there's so much else I want to talk about. Darn. Let me see how I could close the show. All these stories I want to go into. I wanted to talk about the non-citizens serving on our jury and as our judge. You know what? I'll just close with this. All right, just do your jury duty. Do your jury duty. If you don't do your jury duty, states have to find other people who will. The reason why California is already moving towards non-citizens as jurors is they have a 15% failure to show rate. Guys, we got to get our acts together. All right, don't forget to follow me on Twitter and follow me on Facebook. And we still have room for the Dr. Dahlia cruise. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and check it out. Y'all be safe and God bless. Take me down to the little white church.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.